Paul, J.C. LePond really caught your attention during training camp. What are you hoping to see from him as he makes his debut here tonight?
Lots of energy on the puck. He doesn't get to the dark areas late. He plays hard, goes to the net hard, kind of the game that we're really trying to play right now and need to play. And he's earned it. He had a real good camp. He stayed healthy for a long time, and he played that game for the Moose. So he's the right guy.
You always want your guys to enjoy their first game, but given the pest kind of role he plays, do you need to say anything to him or pull him aside or...
Oh, no, that's going to fit right in with what we're trying to do. I want those guys to. And I mean, it's a tough role, but you got to enjoy what you do. He's earned this game, and he's got to enjoy all of it.
What are some of the challenges that Colorado has presented? Obviously, you're playing a different kind of team game when you've seen them previously.
So they've changed a little bit from maybe what you would remember last year. They've got three or four real powerful offensive guys up front, and the rest of those guys are just going to work really hard and grind, and a lot more of a, I think I find more of a defensive-minded game. The two games that we played, there was really only one period in there that I didn't think we handled well. It was the first one on back-to-back nights. The other five I've liked, but they're not giving you anything easy, so it's going to be a grinder.
Paul, back to the pest role. How would you describe it? What's he supposed to do? What makes a good pest?
So I'm not looking for that kind of idea tonight. We're looking for the Matt Howells, Chuck Mould. You know, Matt's not calling guys out in between the whistles and barking at guys. I think you have to spend some time in the league before you can figure out who you're supposed to talk to and who you're supposed to get to. But just a real competitive nature in that 8-foot circle. You know, you're not out there to toe drag and to make plays. You're out there to make sure that when it's your time to be on the puck, that you win more battles than you lose. And you play at that energy, and it buys the line mates that you're with more time to adjust to what's happening, you know, get in behind it, reload, those kind of things. But just that energy, and there's just no easy plays. Every puck has to get out, every puck has to get in.
In some ways, is that easy transition then from that role in the AHL to here, because it's the same? You're not asking a guy
it's a difficult thing to take a guy whose game is based on offensive numbers, put him in the fourth line, and expect him to show you what he can do. For those guys, eventually, the skilled guys, they almost have to get on the power play before they can get to the same level in the American League that they are here. So Armia is a good example of a guy that's got some offensive skill here, and he's starting to get an opportunity to show that. But prior to that, he needed to make sure he could play well defensively, knock pucks down, and he's done that. With JC, that's his game, that good, solid defensive game. That's what he needs to bring.